Welcome to the Leveling Up podcast with Brigham Black. I'm so grateful to have my friend Matthew on today. Now, we are going to be talking about 10 reasons why virtual assistants are so essential to growing your business. And we're going to have a great conversation here today. He's one of the best in this business, and he's going to share some of the insights that he's had, some of the stories, and a little bit more about why this is such a passion for him. Because it's not just about making money, it's about making a difference. So we're going to start off. Matt, tell us a little bit more about yourself, about your business, and then we're going to dive into some behavior.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's probably good to go back to how I got started in this. I was in San Antonio. I purchased property down there, and I was getting it up and running on Airbnb. And I was outsourcing a lot of the tasks. Started doing some property management, and then just through networking, other people were like, "Hey, you know, I know, you know, you're using these VAs for, you know, your customer service team, setting up a front desk. You know, could I have someone?" So, you know, we started growing out this office in Lahore, Pakistan. You know, disputing reviews, Airbnb claims, vendor management, you know, getting quotes from vendors, late night support, really everything that's front desk related. And then over time, they started asking for like, "Hey, you know, do you do any social media? What about direct booking websites and Facebook ads and graphic design, all these other things?" So we set up another department doing, you know, marketing, more of a marketing agency model. And then a lot of people had issues with QuickBooks and Stessa and you know, reconciling their accounts, sending out the owner statements on time. So that was another department, you know, we've set up. And then, you know, so now we have these, you know, three, four departments. We do sales as well. And, you know, we started doing business in other countries, in Latin America, and they needed support, you know, with bilingual agents. So we set up an office in Cochabamba, Bolivia, yeah. Right? And now we have, it's like 12 to 15 agents there. And, you know, as a collective group, overseeing over 2,000 properties, working with a little over 70 operators, and we've just become this plug-and-play shop for short-term rental operators to outsource, to build virtual assistant teams. And where we're a little bit different, because I've always felt this way, like, listen, you can go on Upwork, you can go on online jobs, VH, Fiverr, right? There's all these freelance marketplaces. Everybody knows about them. You could do a quick Google search. I think where we're a little bit different is, you know, we actually have an office. People work there. Providing a computer, a headset, your Wi-Fi, this whole working environment. You're providing the agent with a supervisor, a trainer, a quality assurance, right? So you have all these like, you have all this like infrastructure to make this thing work. And you know, you're doing weekly meetings with the clients. You're gathering feedback. You know, you're starting off with, let's say, like guest communications. And then, you know, after a week, you're saying like, "Hey, how are we matching your brand's tone? Like, what were some issues?" And you're actually like fixing those things quite quickly. And you're making those quick pivots, which people really appreciate, right? Yeah. So I personally, like, I've gone the route, even before doing Airbnb, IT consultant, you know, so I always had a need for outsourcing a lot of like manual data entry type tasks. And I always found that I was getting, you know, hustled on the side by a virtual assistant in another country, or, you know, them having some crazy tsunami that hit and that's why they didn't show up. Or there's just like excuse after excuse after excuse as to like why things didn't work. And just like through those 7 years of experience, like, that is why I have this model. And listen, we're not perfect, right? You're dealing with people. When you're dealing with people, there's a lot of randomness that can happen and a lot of unforeseen things. But the thing that I bring to the table is like, if we make a mistake, if something happens, I can make the changes and I'll make things right. And I have backup systems. Like, if an agent disappears, Don't even worry about it. Like, we have a whole backup team just to replace the seat if something does happen, where we can continue at 60%, 65%. Probably not going to get it to 100, but overall, I know it's a tangent, but it's good background, why we're here, why we exist, and how I personally think about things.
I love it. And one of the things is, guys, this is the guy that I use to help scale my short-term rental business. It's been fantastic. Now, one of the things I want to dive in with is 10 different reasons why someone even needs a virtual assistant. Because some people may think, well, it'd be nice to do that. But when does it go from nice to necessary? And we're going to have a little bit of a conversation about that. I've got a few basic topics, but we're going to just have a great conversation. So, yeah, this is going to either make or break your growth. When you think about this, first one is all about adaptability. So, how, in your opinion, is adaptability an essential thing that's going to either make or break your business as a short-term rental host, and why it's necessary as a short-term rental operator to actually have someone that can adapt?
Yeah, someone that can adapt. Let me just think about this. I think, as you grow a portfolio, you're going to have so many, and especially if you go across geographies, right? Go across states, you're going to be hit with so many different situations. And you're going to have more and more requirements. And you're gonna have more of a need to have specific standards. And when you have a VA team and you have a playbook that they follow, you can actually I guess like meet those standards or you can follow that playbook no matter where you are, no matter how much you scale. Because you have the correct support systems in place. And generally like that, that's what a virtual assistant team outsourcing is going to allow you to do. Like, you're not going to be able to do everything yourself. But when you have more people, you're able to spread the pressure a little bit more evenly, and it's going to allow you to kind of meet whatever issues you get hit with down the road.
I
I mean,
love that.
also, I would also say, like, it forces you to actually start systematizing things and building a process. Like, you literally have to start thinking in that direction. And that becomes like such a valuable asset to the business. Right. So like it's a mind, shift. But also, like, when you have more people, you're more flexible, and it allows you to do more, and obviously, yeah, adapt.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is so key. Now, this next one, guys, this is about scaling. So, in your experience, if you don't have a virtual assistant, if you're not able to leverage, you look at these solopreneurs, there's only so much energy and effort you can put into your business before you're burned out and you're tired. So, how has your virtual assistants been able to help people scale?
Yeah, I actually love this one. Because it's not just with it's with any entrepreneur getting started. Like, my whole vivid vision with the business was, I just want to help entrepreneurs make a business. Right? There's just so much that needs to be done. And you can come to me and, pretty much outsource everything. Where I see a lot of people kind of get stuck is they get caught up doing operations way too much, or managing their existing clients. And as much of as that is like very important, right? Like, that's your brand, that's your operation, very important. Don't skip out on those things, but you really need to be selling and getting the message out. But how can you do that if you're always, on the phone with Airbnb or managing whatever client issue it is? You just can't. Like, there's also, like, you get worn out. Like, as much as you want to plan out a day, 4 hours on operations, it's hard to do that consistently. But if you start outsourcing, I always recommend start outsourcing like bookkeeping or customer service, like front desk stuff, operations, and then just focus on selling. And you know, a lot of people say, well, hey, like I can't afford a full-time VA, right? Like that's a big problem. You're literally like, just like you made investments into your business to get started, like you need to invest in a person. And eventually the ROI is going to be so much more than whatever you're putting in with a virtual assistant, because the sales, if you do this right and you take it very seriously, the sales are going to start outweighing the cost of the VA, and it works out beautifully. But you have to start somewhere. So like that's how I personally believe you scale. You get out of the ops and you become so meticulous and you know, strict about how, you know, selling every day, nonstop, to grow the business more and more and more.
Love that. Because you have to have that courage step. If you're not courageous enough to invest in a person, even in the beginning stages, like, when is that courage going to be there? And you're never really going to scale if you don't take that leap. So I like that framework of just saying, hey, you know what? You need to have the courage to take that first step and figure out what are those things that you need to outsource.
It literally takes money to make money. I know how, as cliche as it sounds, but like it kind of does. And you need to, you know, pay for some additional resources to buy yourself some more time, but don't, you know, just sit on your thumb with that new time you have. Like you really got to push and sell very hard.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Now, this next one I think is great. It's to specialize. Now, this reason I feel like if you have a jack of all trades and he's not actually focusing on the one element, we talked about operations, but if he's trying to do everything, eventually some of those things are going to fall through the cracks. So, in your experience, why is having a virtual assistant that is specialized, able to really help you improve your operations, really help you improve specific elements of your business so essential?
Oh my God. This happens all the time. Like, I want a virtual assistant that's going to do bookkeeping and marketing and customer service. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They could do all that, probably have their own business. Temper expectations here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, VA is a much better worker bee. You know. So, you know, just really like if you get a virtual assistant, just keep it to a core set of responsibilities. Right? You don't a marketing person is different than someone that does customer service, which is different than someone that's a bookkeeper. So just get very clear on what's your vivid vision for this person. Keep it very focused. Another thing is, you know, have an understanding that, you know, this is not like a super senior person in most cases, and it's going to take time to ramp them up. Start with like one or two tasks. Like, go slow. Go slower than what you think, and do less than what you think. And when you create like a healthy onboarding environment, you'll find that, like, one, you're going to learn their working style. It's going to make it easier in the future to start handing them off more tasks. And then, like, you know, they're going to be happier. And when people are happy, like, they just do better work. All right. So
That's true.
specialize.
Specialize for sure. Specialize. Now, this next one, I think that was a great answer. Thank you. This next one is to integrate. Now, one of the things that this pops up in my head is that you have to find a role to plug them into that either you don't want to do or that you're like, you know what, this is eating up all of my time. What can we do to find that right person, that puzzle piece to make sure that they fit, or at least train them so that they can fit into your organization? So let's talk about integration. Go ahead.
Yeah, like finding someone that's going to integrate well with your company. All right. Feel like I have learned this the hard way. These personality tests, like really, they are so accurate as to what type of person you're going to be bringing on. And I highly recommend every single person on this call and that's watching this, listening to this, take a personality test. It's really like dead accurate. So my point in all of this is I've brought on people that like they were meant to do X, Y, and Z tasks, and I had the client's requirements. I understand what type of client this was, you know, a little bit stronger, a little bit more like, you know, speedy. And then I'm bringing on someone whose personality is, you know, let's say more timid, right? Like, it's not going to work. It won't work. Finding someone that has the right emotional and personality fit is going to set you up long term. You know, it's almost better to find someone that has a good personality fit with your organization that doesn't know much than somebody that is saying, yeah, you know, I know Onerez and I know this software and that software and I know how to do all this. But then like they don't fit any of the, you know, traits of someone that you want to work with. At some point it's going to blow up in your face. Either they quit or just something's going to happen. So I highly recommend this and I'm doing it a lot more now. And I've found it so helpful for me.
And one of the things, guys, I'll put this in the show notes, but I actually have a personality drive test that is so helpful to figure out, are people motivated by lifestyle? Are they motivated by community? Are they motivated by systems? Are they motivated by admiration or proof? If you understand what drives people and you understand how they can fit into your organization, how you can help them and they can help you, then integration is just going to be coming second nature because you're talking to them in the way that they want to be spoken to. Right. And I'll make sure to put that in the show notes so all of you guys can actually have a free assessment. You know, a lot of those other ones like DISC, Myers-Briggs, you have to pay 70 to 100 bucks to be able to go through those personality tests. But I've got one for free. So I'm going to make sure you guys get that extra value.
Yeah, there's tons of great ones for free online. But yeah,
So
they're so dead accurate.
I know it's so important to make sure that you have a good fit for your organization. So this next one I think is really helpful because support is something that if you don't have the good support, if you don't have a support system, then eventually you're going to burn out, like you said at the very beginning. So let's talk about how a virtual assistant can really help support the growth of a business. And if you don't have that support, how it can actually just fall flat.
I'm gonna try and find a new point to hit on with this
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
you know for me a lot of it is like you know, it'll support you in focusing on business development to actually grow the business. You know lately with my business what I've been finding is you know there will be a client issue that will arise. Right. And in the past, I used to be the one who was taking on every client issue. And to be honest, I get very like emotional with it. And what I've found lately is I have some really good leaders on my team that will actually handle the client issue. I won't even know about it. They'll just come to me with the resolution. And it's allowed like the company as a whole, like not all the pressure comes onto me anymore. And we've been able to spread the pressure onto others. And it has just really like my headspace. I like emotionally, I feel so much better day in and day out because I remember when there were all the pressure would come onto me. Like you just get bottled up inside. It's very hard. Like to live a normal life, it becomes very difficult. So having these people on my team giving me that additional support and someone else to spread the pressure onto has allowed me to just be like, you know, I go to the gym more and you know, be with friends more or whatever it is. You know, I'm able to do things with a better mindset. And I think a lot of, you know, it's important as an entrepreneur, like your mind needs to be ready. You need to be 200% every single day. Whatever it is that your vision is, you're trying to get people bought into it. And if the emotional side's not there, if your mindset's not there, or if your health isn't there, it's going to make this very challenging. So, you know, definitely that. That's having this these support systems night and day for me.
I love that. That is so key, because when you are able to live in your genius zone, is one of the ways I think about it. You're just saying, this is the thing that I'm the very best.
Exactly.
I can do this better than anybody else in my
Yeah.
business. This other stuff that I'm okay at, or maybe I'm good at, but it's not my superpower. That's what you outsource, and that's where you put that focus onto whoever can help you. And I think that's so key. So thank you for bringing that
Yeah.
up. Great point. Now, this next one I think is so important. This is honestly the biggest reason that I got a virtual assistant, is because the time value of money, is the activity that you're doing valuable enough that it is matching the time that you have to put in there? Because if you're doing a $5 activity per hour, you're not using your time well. Or if you look and you're like, all right, this is a 50 plus dollar activity an hour. That's something I'm willing to do. Just $2 to $5 or $20 activity. Like, if I'm a $50 an hour person or better, I'm not going to be doing these other tasks if I can outsource them and be able to keep my time value of money down. So tell us a little bit how you leverage time and how this is so essential when you are conceptualizing this idea of why you would get a virtual assistant.
Yeah. For me personally, I'm going to go back to the business development side. Every minute I focus on business development is so much greater value than me doing guest communications or, a client meeting. And again, not to say that stuff is not important. But my time spent on business development literally grows the business. And when you're growing the business, and it has like other effects in the for the people in the business. It's like, oh, this place is growing. Oh, this there's like so much positive momentum that comes from me spending my time just doing marketing and sales. So yeah, I mean, the time, like at some point you come into this, you start thinking about, how the time I'm spending, how do I make the most value out of this? Because you have more stuff even outside of business. Like you got a family, you have your health, you have friends, you have hobbies. And it's literally impossible to do everything. And there's no way you enjoy doing everything.
For
I
sure.
know so many entrepreneurs that cannot stand bookkeeping. So
That's
just
me.
get clear on, with that new time you have, figure out like what's like the highest ROI use of that time. Definitely don't, spend that time, managing people, and it's got to be like, in my opinion, I feel very strongly about this. It's got to be a revenue generating activity. And I'm a really big believer in founder-led sales, especially in the beginning, because you have the vision and there's going to be no one else that can sell it the way you can.
I think that's so key. And when the founder of that company is willing to get out there and do those revenue generating activities like you brought up, their time value of money is so much higher than doing any of those guest
Yeah.
operations or doing any of the bookkeeping. So much better to be doing that. So thank you for that point. I think it's so key. Now, as you're going through all this is another reason that you would get into having a virtual assistant, is to accelerate. You think about how fast you can go on your own. Very
Yeah.
different if you are able to have someone that can take off some of that load and say, we're all going to go in this vehicle together, but you're in charge of this and you're in charge of this, and you delegate those roles. Let's talk about how virtual assistants accelerate your business. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned over time you can't do everything. And you don't want to do everything. At some point there's going to be a commitment that you have to make outside of work. And You'll have customers and they don't really care that you have something else going on. Like they're paying you to do something, so they have the right to kind of nag you. And if you want to have like consistency in operations and a life outside of what you do, the only way to accelerate your growth is literally bringing on other people. Create a playbook for your business. I recommend something like Notion. Outline your business process. It's also like a great asset for your business in case you ever want to sell it. Like people say, oh, okay, like you have a playbook. There's a whole standard set of operations. Makes your business really sellable long term. But yeah, there's no other way. You can't do everything. You're gonna have other commitments, and if you don't have people, like you're going to start making errors, and then your business is not going to grow. And in fact, you might start losing customers, and that takes an emotional toll on you. And then you go on this downward spiral. So just always make sure you have maybe one or two more people than you think is necessary. Very often people are like, this is the budget, that's it. My recommendation is just one or two extra people get sick. Not everybody's gonna work out. You always want, an additional person that you think on your operations team, because getting a client is very hard. Losing a client can happen like instantly.
Yeah, and that's why this next point is so important. Because in your operations, if you're not able to have someone that can nurture your clients, nurture the business, then eventually it's going to either reach a standstill or die. So, in your experience, Matt, tell us a little bit more about how virtual assistants can really help a business grow and really nurture clients.
So we have his name is JB, and he does a lot of the account management, meets with clients weekly, understands what problems they might be having, or if they're satisfied, where we can take the agent next, like what new tasks can we start bringing on to our team. It's a great upsell opportunity for us. It's a great opportunity for us to check in. The last thing we need is just being blindsided on, a Saturday night at 8 p.m. Where's this? Where's that? I was promised all this. I've had that. And having that account management position, it constantly keeps us in check. It grow and it grows the business, because when you're having those conversations, they're like, oh, I've been thinking about doing this. Do you guys do that? Oh yeah, absolutely. We have a whole bookkeeping. Oh, we have a whole marketing department. So, that role is so critical, and just gathering feedback, improving our own internal operations. And we take that, we give it to the trainer, we give it to the quality assurance team. We meet as a team and say, all right, we messed up, but at least we caught it quick. How are we going to make this improvement? Not just for this project, but for everything else around. So it's a strategic role.
Love that. Yeah, that's so key. Because if you don't have good teamwork, you're not gonna have the teamwork, right?
It's a
So
great segue.
you like that? Yeah, teamwork is so key. This is something that
Teamwork.
I've found a lot of value in working with you guys, is that when you have a team, you can actually bounce ideas off of them. And it's no longer a solopreneur idea. You're like, all right, here's what I'm working on, here's what the vision is, here's why I'm doing what I'm doing. How does that fit in? How does your role support that? And the teamwork, man, it just makes the dream work. So tell us a little bit more about how teamwork is a key reason to have a virtual assistant.
I think it goes back to a lot of what I've said. Spreading the pressure onto others, getting client feedback. It's when you have all these different systems around you, and you're not the only one doing it. You're improving your organization. You're getting better. You're taking in new knowledge. And again, like you just can't go at this alone. At some like us at 70, what was 70 clients in two countries, and you know, maybe like 65, 70 VAs. I couldn't do this alone. I couldn't be responsible for the happiness of all employees.
Right.
I couldn't have all the conversations with employee performance. I couldn't have all the conversations with, you know, customers. But when you have a good team around you, and you learn to trust them, and you give them that space where they can have, what did you call it? That creative space, the creative genius space. You'll see your whole organization rise. And it's amazing to see when other people take on things and it's not you, you're like, oh my, like
a weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, like really, wow. Like we can really do this thing. So yeah, teamwork is everything. I just couldn't even imagine not having the people I have. And here's a shout out to them, like beyond grateful for all of you. You're making this thing happen. So grateful.
Absolutely. Now, just to summarize here, guys, because the way that we structured this was a little mnemonic for you. So it spells assistance. That's what's cool about this, guys. When you have a good virtual assistant, it is assistance. The adapt, the A, right? You've got S for scale. You've got S for specialize. You've got I for integrity. You've got S for support. You've got T for time. You've got A for accelerate. You've got N for nurture. You got T for teamwork. We want you guys to like and subscribe. So let's talk this moment right here. How do people find out more about CS Outsource and how they can interact with you more online? Tell us about that, Matt.
Yeah, well, starters, my name is Matt Matros. So go on Facebook, type it in. Even I believe if you even Google me, it'll yeah. come up. So CS Outsource is the company. And you could also, you know, reach me on my email as well, which is my first name dot last name at csoutsource.com or Gmail. I'm still on my Gmail, which some people find very unprofessional, but whatever. I'm just doing the thing. Yeah, that's where you could find me.
That's excellent. And guys, if you're serious about getting started with CS Outsource, we got a cool offer for you. I think if you are serious about doing this, reach out to Matt and let him know, hey, I found out about this on the podcast, and we're going to give you an extra $25 off your first month. Okay, guys, it's going to be an awesome benefit to you. And what's cool is when you see how to take off some of the struggle, the pain of doing those tasks that you don't care about as much, but still need to get done, when you can get that stress off your back, man, it makes such a difference. So thank you, Matt.
And one more note, you know, a lot of people I speak to, they don't even know where to get started.
Yeah.
So if you don't know where to get started, don't worry about it. I will guide you in the right direction. Maybe you don't even need a VA. It's not the point of the call. Because if you don't need a VA and then I, you know, hook you up with a VA, you're eventually going to leave. So it's really about discovery, setting you up for success. And, you know, I'll be very honest with my opinion. I've been doing like operations consulting for the past 8 years, customer service ops, sales ops, marketing ops, finance ops. So, I generally know how a lot of these different departments should work and can guide you on, you know, what tech you need or systems you need, whatever it is.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for all you do. Guys, if you like this, like and subscribe. Also, at noon, we have another great podcast coming up with Ron Williams. Once again, thank you, Matt, for your energy and effort you put into this. So grateful to have an opportunity to be online with you today. It was a pleasure, brother. You're awesome. Cheers. God bless, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.